April 11th, 2012, 7:25 in the morning. I'm on my walk, and I am laughing. Well, not literally laughing, just sort of figuratively laughing. I got the edits, 119 pages worth of edits, turned around in just about 27 hours. So that went back to her yesterday afternoon. And then last night, while I had the elder daughter at karate and the netbook on my lap, I finished the Divine Inspiration short story. I had no idea what the ending was going to be, but apparently my fingers did. So it came spooling out. I was quite pleased. And I'll be giving it a quick proofing run today. I've got a couple first readers to look it over, and we'll see if we can't get a new piece of fiction up this week. That would be exciting. Let's see. So yeah, it's been a productive week. Now if I could just get the other half, or the other, actually three quarters, of the edits back from Ryden, we'll be in good shape. I did send the day before, the information that Michael needs to draw the cover, to paint the cover. They wanted to know what the ship looked like and what Diurnia, the planet, looked like, so I made stuff up. The ship, actually, I sent them a copy of the prize-winning logo and a copy of the hull plan. I don't really have an internal deck plan on the Tinker, on the Barbell class, but I do have a sketch drawing of the outside of the hull, what the hull looks like, what the relationship between the hull and the cargo pod is, etc. It's all on the blog. Actually, I said that before, and then I realized when I was looking for it yesterday that some of the links don't exactly work right because they're linking to an old server that doesn't exist anymore. At some point, I'll have to go through and fix all of those just to keep things neat. I should probably do it sooner rather than later. I'm not going to do it today. This morning, in a couple of hours, actually in about an hour, I have to wake children. Today is dentist day for children. They're not happy with me, but I scheduled it during spring break so that I'm going to have to probably take at least one of them back for filling. They've both got pretty strong teeth. I'm quite pleased and somewhat shocked. But undoubtedly, I'll have to have one of them back next week for a filling. But at least for the checkup, I don't have to coordinate with schools because I scheduled their checkup during spring break, which is clever of me and not necessarily making me their favorite.
Good morning.
Making me their favorite father right at the moment. So I gotta get them up in an hour. We gotta be over there by like 9:35, 9:45, and then their appointment is for 10. Should be up by 10:30. The checkups there are really fast. 20 minutes in and out, generally, and that's with both kids. So I'm quite pleased. I won't lose all of the day. I try to think of what I'm going to do next because I've got these two things that have been hanging fire. The other thing that's been hanging fire is the redo on Illimitable Domain. If I can get that one re-recorded today so that I'll have that to do with the editing, the audio work, that would be great. I could get that out. And then I could start talking to a couple of other people to whom I have promised audio work. I've got to get some lines out for J. Daniel Sawyer's book. He wants those by the end of the month. And I want to get another book out. And get that going before I go on Deborah Geary's work. Because I really want to do her stuff. I want to do those witch books so bad. If I can get one of those out before the deadline, before the end of the month, that would be a couple of works that would fall into the best speculative fiction category. I don't think I have any other shorts this year. So anyway, if I recorded Light in the Dark, 20,000 words, if I recorded that, I could give that to Tony. Maybe he could get that out before the end of the month. Although I doubt it, because he's kind of got quite a stack right now. So yeah, I'm a happy guy. I got work done yesterday. I got a lot of work done yesterday. I got stuff to take care of today with the fam. I got more projects to do than I can shake a stick at. I still have to do the rest of this other little short story project. I really want to get the First Dates collection out, which means I need to write two more stories. I got one of them started. I don't know where it's going. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think not knowing where it's going is not necessarily an obstacle. So we need to deal with that. We need to look at those. I thought the one that I was writing was going to be the kickoff story, but I think it might actually fall into the middle. The other one that I wrote for Dean Smith out in Oregon, that one's going to be the closer. That'll be the last story in the collection. I think it's really strong. Because I don't know if it's the strongest one yet, because I haven't written the other two. But yeah, it definitely embodies Schools Out, and in the nicest possible way. So we'll do that. And I'm cruising along. My body hurt yesterday from the work we did over the weekend. I still need to do some more, but I don't think it's going to get happening today, just because we've got so much other crap going on with the kids home and having to do the dentist stuff. So it would be a good day to do it, because it's kind of gray and overcast. Noisy bike. It's kind of gray and overcast. There's a bit of a breeze. I suspect I'm going to get a bit more breeze when I turn around the corner down here. And if I do, then it'll show up as artifact on the microphone, like this piece right there did. So anyway, let's see what else. Class. Oh, the class, yes. I did sign up for June. Today's Wednesday. I have to get back to Chris and tell him what's going on with that. They've put me on the roster already for summer. My July will be booked. It'll be fun. It'll be short. Two things that are good. I do need to once more catch up on grading. I still haven't done it from weeks past. And I don't feel quite so bad, because there's a lot of people who are actually staying right on top of stuff. I've been reading their blogs, reading their comments. Still not a lot of short posts, but they're posting. They're thinking. I've already had one paper turned in for review. I like where he's going with it. Told him to continue, so that's a good thing. I got everybody else has to do a paper and a presentation based on the paper. So you have to get the paper done first so that they'll have time to produce the presentation that's supposed to be based on. And I've told them they can't use PowerPoint or SlideShare as the presentation mode. So they can't send me a PowerPoint. They can't send me a link to SlideShare. That's not going to count. They got to do something else. Now, they can use PowerPoint to create a movie, export the slides, put some transitions, throw some music in or something. But they can't just send me a slide deck and expect me to go through it. It's not going to happen. So They've got 3 weeks where I don't have any reading. I've got this week and then next week, and then the rest of the semester is production time for them. So I got plenty of time to do it. And it's just a question of getting them down to it and being available to answer questions for them as they come up. The beauty of this is that I've got Alan Levine's excellent 50-plus ways to tell a story that I can refer them to. And a lot of his stuff is quite interesting, rather innovative. Any one of those ideas, I think, will work. And I'm quite pleased to have that resource available. If you Google CogDog blog, 50 ways, I think it's 50-plus ways now, you should be able to find it, if you are so inclined. I'm on the long eastern reach, heading for breakfast. The downside of prepping all of those pages is that now I want bacon and eggs and home fries, toast, all that stuff for breakfast. And, I don't think I can afford it in terms of calories. More's a pity. I weighed in yesterday. I was up a little bit, not a lot, a couple pounds, like a fraction of a pound. I need to be down a couple fractions of a pound, but we'll get there one day at a time, one step at a time. This Airstream is still sitting here. Man, I love the looks of this. It's really silly that I see myself inside it with a desk and my laptop. I already have a stand-up desk where I should be standing up and writing. I haven't done any of standing up and writing since I put the monitor on the wall. I turned it on to see if it worked, and that was about all. Part of the problem is that I've got to find a wireless adapter for it and get it jacked into the network, get all of its software updated. It's a Linux machine, and it needs an update. It's been sitting idle for a year and needs some feeding. The upside is that the remote keyboard, the wireless keyboard and mouse, work perfectly with it. I just plugged them in and they worked, which was great. Definitely not something that I'm used to in dealing with Linux machines. I had a bit of a bad moment when the little plastic cover on the end of the connection adapter, the little piece that goes into the USB port, provides the Bluetooth connection to the keyboard and mouse. The little plastic cap on the end of that popped off, leaving just the little end of the circuit board sticking out. And I realized that the little plastic cap was just that, a little plastic cap. It's not really needed for the operation of the machine, so I just left it off. But it was a little disconcerting when I first saw it. I thought, oh no, I've broken it already and I haven't even used it much. But no, it's working. Oh, yes, come on. I'm so impatient. I want this walk to be over. It's nothing against you all, but I got stuff I want to do. I want to go home, get some coffee, get some breakfast, get kids moving, get things thrown up in the air so that I can catch a few of them. And instead, I'm walking. There's nothing against the walk. It's just, as I've said, I think, more than once, I like the walk. I just resent the time it takes, which is why I'm talking to you, so that I can kill two birds with one stone. And other cliches. Bird noise this morning. Sparrows. I hear wind ringing by my ear, so I hope it's not too bad in the head. I suspect that it is. It's pretty breezy. I knew it was breezy when I looked outside and saw the trees moving. But it's 52 degrees, and I'm just wearing a light fleece shirt and a windbreaker. So not much in the way of outerwear today, which is good because even with the wind blowing, it's kind of warm, much warmer than I expected for it to be an overcast, kind of lowry looking day. Tromp, 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 here we go. Crossing the street, up on the sidewalk alongside the park. There's a little flicker of water down there. A bit of riprap to keep the splash basin from washing out. Day. I like days like this. I don't see them very often here. The overcast and kind of gray. Looks like it might rain. And it might. I don't know what's on the forecast for the day. But probably won't. It'll just be a little bit overcast, a little bit cool. And a little bit windy. Oh, the trees have lost their petals. Shoot, I had every intention of coming out here and taking some pictures of the trees in bloom. And the blooms are gone. They're a little greenish tips now. The willows are turning yellow. Lovely pale greeny yellow color. Everything is soaked because they turned the water on in the park sprinkler systems, and apparently relatively recently, like in the last couple of days, everything is soaked. They ran early this morning, and blossoms are almost gone. There's still a good number on them, it's just that it's so overcast that the white petals aren't picking up the sunlight, so they're not glowing the way they normally do. Looks like we're going to have a bumper crop of lilacs again, although one of the bushes is a bit worse for wear. Last street. Cross over before I get hit. Don't want to get squeezed. And I made it. Around again, one more day. I'm at the back gate. Yay. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then. Maybe I'll have something more interesting to say.